Beyond the Mic with Sean Dillon.
We're joined on the star line by the American Ninja Warrior winner, taking out all comers, including his brother, on the way to $250,000. We welcome Kai Beckstrand.
Thanks for having me on.
Kai, let's go Beyond the Mic. Your road to Ninja Warrior Champion started at 12 when you won the American Ninja Warrior Junior Competition. How did you prepare for the biggest moment of your life in the finals?
Yeah, so in preparation for that, I mean, it started even at the age of 7. As soon as I started training, I just put in countless amount of hours over the years in preparation for this moment. And I feel like the biggest preparation for that was just being able to train with my brother, somebody who's at a similar skill level as myself, and we can push each other, especially on the courses where we're training that speed aspect, where we're trying to find fractions of seconds here and there, and being able to be pushed. And I know a lot of people think of Luke as the little brother, but I'll tell you what, we're comparable right now. We're 50-50 when it comes to that speed aspect right now.
How does your family's love of Ninja Warrior support and help you?
Yeah, so my family's love of Ninja Warrior is definitely the biggest supporter in pursuing this. Because you got to think, if you don't have people behind you, or at least training with you, it's a little bit harder to take that time away to go and put in the hours of training. But for us as a family, we're able to do that together, and it's kind of more of a family experience, more family time spent at the gym training together and being able to coach each other and push each other.
Speed has helped you in the past and also has punished you. How is Ninja Warrior not just strength or speed, but a mental battle?
Yeah, so it is a speed and strength battle, but I feel like what's overlooked is that mental aspect of competing on the show. Not only are you competing at late hours of the night or sometimes early in the morning, but you are also having to be ready at any time. You never know when they might take a lunch break, or they might pull you for an interview or B-roll shots, anything like that. So you kind of just have to be prepared at all times. You never know when you're going to actually be running on the course. You can get a kind of an estimate, but you never know for sure. And so kind of being in that right headspace, knowing I might run now, I might be in a minute. But either way, just having that game plan in your mind, ready to go no matter what.
In American Ninja Warrior Junior, it's head to head. Previous years of Ninja Warrior competitions were solo against the clock. How do going head to head change the dynamics of this competition?
Yeah, so head-to-head racing definitely changes the dynamic in the fact that a lot of these people are capable of getting through these obstacles in a one-on, like a solo attempt at a course. But putting it together with that race against somebody else, and you know, not only do you have to finish the course, but you have to do it faster than the person next to you. And the fact that they're running at the same time as you, you can always take a glance over and see them, see where they're at in comparison. And sometimes if they're ahead of you, it might get in your head a little bit. I know it has for me in the past. Being able to see somebody go a little bit quicker than you definitely pushes you to make moves you might otherwise not make. And that could either make or break your run. You could make a move that gets you ahead of that person or ends up putting you in the water. So definitely kind of running your own race is going to be definitely the biggest takeaway from that, and not kind of worrying about what's happening next to you, because you may be faster on the later obstacles in the course and they might get you right off the bat, but it's about putting that whole run together, not just individual obstacles at a time.
Your little brother was actually ahead of you for most of the quarterfinal. How did you overcome that adversity of, crap, I don't want to lose to the little brother?
Yeah, so I mean, that race going up to the starting block, probably the most nervous for any race in all my years of competition, especially just because I know exactly what he's capable of. In any other scenario, I kind of have an estimate of how capable these other ninjas are. But with Luke, I knew exactly his capabilities, and I knew that there's a good chance that if I make any mistake, then he could take the win on that one. So, I mean, early on, got a little hung up on the ring toss. He was able to get ahead early on, and I was just playing catch up from that point on. Was able to use my lower body strength on that kickboard obstacle to kind of take it over in that last two obstacles.
Kai Beckstrand, winner of American Ninja Warrior, joined us Beyond the Mic. It's time for the Rocky Nate. 8 random questions. Answer with the first thing that comes to your mind. There's no pressure. Who is the one person that you never want to race head-to-head?
Well, again, Luke Beckstrand.
In a family of ninjas, what's the worst chore mom and dad made you do?
Probably just standard chores, just like anybody else, just cleaning the bathroom.
If you could snap your fingers and eliminate one obstacle forever, what would it be?
I would get rid of rope climbs. Any form of rope climbing.
Really?
Yeah. So it's kind of a hard discipline to train on. And in my opinion, as a ninja, not one of the most entertaining, at least.
How about your favorite obstacle of Ninja Warrior?
Favorite obstacle is going to be either the salmon ladder or anything flying through the air. Just that feeling of kind of letting go off something, flying through the air to catch that next obstacle.
I would get rid of the salmon ladder forever. Best thing about Grip Fitness?
Best thing about the Grip, I feel like, is just the community. Just kind of all the kids that we have in there, and not only the kids, but now we have some of the parents joining in for their little open gym sessions and trying some obstacles out as well.
How about the best thing about your brother, Luke?
Best thing about my brother, Luke, is just that training aspect. Somebody who's going to be there to train with, who's going to push me harder than anybody else.
Do you remember the last lamb, the name of the last lamb you showed?
Honestly, I don't even remember.
Would you rather be in the pool or on the ski slopes?
I think I'd rather be by the pool, but it's a pretty tough question.
Let's sneak in a couple more with Kai Beckstrand from American Ninja Warrior. What is your message for the type 1 diabetic fans after you won?
Yeah, so I mean, the biggest thing is going to be kind of don't let anything hold you back. The biggest thing I can say is that type 1 diabetes is not a hindrance. It's just another obstacle that we have to overcome.
What's the biggest obstacle you've overcome in your life?
I think the biggest obstacle I've overcome in my life so far is that kind of type 1 diabetes, and just kind of figuring out how I need to do things a little bit differently than other people, especially on the Ninja Warrior course where we're competing late. And so just kind of learn about how to keep my blood sugar numbers and everything in check.
So what's your next challenge?
My next challenge now is going to be getting hired full time as a firefighter for the city of St. George and pursuing my career in that.
Time for the impossible question with Kai Beckstrand, Beyond the Mic. You've gone through firefighter training, academy, EMT training. What goes through your mind about dealing with life and death situations, especially with knowing you might not be able to save everyone no matter how hard you try?
Yeah, so the biggest thing with that, I would say, is, you know, we may not be able to save everybody, but we're going to try our hardest. And so putting ourselves in the best situation scenarios and being as physically fit as possible to be there as quick as possible to help out and for anybody in need.
Kai, where can people find you online?
You can find me online on Instagram at Kai_Mohawk_Ninja.
He loves the salmon ladder, wants to get rid of all rope climbs, and wants you to watch American Ninja Warrior on NBC. Kai Beckstrand, thanks for taking the time to talk with us today, and congratulations.
Thank you for having me on.
And that, my friends, is a Beyond the Mic Shortcut. If you're enjoying these conversations, please check out another Beyond the Mic episode to find more actors, artists, and people you need to know. We'd also appreciate a like and subscribe on the Good Pods app.